This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Today we begin a new Monday segment on our program, a collaboration with the website Ozarks Unbound and its publisher, Christopher Spencer, a segment we're calling Unlicensed Opinion.
Well, hello.
Welcome. Welcome. Most Mondays we'll mull over a few local topics of conversation. Most Mondays we'll interview a newsmaker and welcome him or her into our studio as well.
And quiz them.
And quiz them, right. This week, Fayetteville Mayor Lionel Jordan is with us. Welcome to Ozarks at Large.
It's good to be here.
Last week, the City of Fayetteville and the University of Arkansas combined to make a proposal for an expansion of Walton Arts Center to be built in Fayetteville, one of 24 proposals submitted. Others suggested sites around Washington, Benton County. Walton Arts Center officials hope to have finalists or a finalist selected by the end of the calendar year. Mayor, how do you feel about this proposal?
I think it's the best proposal that's out there right now. I think it really captures the spirit of this city. We believe that the Walton Arts Center has been and the university have been great partners with the city. It was started in Fayetteville, and it's in Fayetteville now, and I certainly want to keep it in Fayetteville in the future. It was a collaboration of our the city and the University of Arkansas. We had a great collaboration there. We had a great committee that was set up, 21 members of very diverse people across the city. The staff did a fantastic job. As I always say, everything that I do depends on the staff and the people. I'm fortunate to go pick up the awards that they get for the city. I have not a whole lot to do with it. I'm the mayor of the city, and then I'll kick some ideas around. But it's people like that was on that committee, the citizens, the staff that really made this proposal happen. And I really believe we capture the heart and soul of this city. It's just been a wonderful process, I think.
Well, you know, Mayor, I was looking at the proposal and seeing, you know, how it builds on the existing footprint, of course, of the Walton Arts Center. Uh-huh. And it looks a little like a Tetris game, if you will. You've got these pieces uh-huh. that are going in different, you know, configurations. I think you have four different configurations, one that you think is the best, and then three other alternatives. Can you just kind of briefly take us through what are the constituent pieces of those different proposals and why the one that you've chosen is the best of the four?
Well, I like the one that we have chosen, of course, is the very first one, which has, you know, the old Walton Arts Center, and then we put another one right on the very same side. We had about 4 acres. Well, we probably had more like 7 acres to work with. I know that the size they wanted, 8 acres, I believe it was.
Six to nine,
you know, eight, somewhere along there. So with this, if we purchase the next block over, we'll have 11 and a half acres that we can put the large new expansion. And then on across the street, we can put a parking deck and a new concert hall. We can actually put 4,000 seats in that 11 and a half acre area, which I think is fantastic use. And you're not spreading out, you're not creating sprawl on the fringes of the city. You're keeping it in the interior of the city, the infill. You've already got the infrastructure in place. You've got your utilities there. The land, we may have to purchase some over in the next block, but the majority of the major expansion will be right on the present site. So that's why I like this very first one, which has the expansion with the new expansion, the old expansion together, and that'll be 2,200 seats. Then we go across the street. If we own about a third of that, and then if we need to, we'll try and.
Well, and I have a question for you about that. I'm wondering, within that block, there's like 8 different parcels there that are owned by private owners.
What we have,
and I'm wondering, obviously, this is an important thing for the city. You'll try to approach those private owners, I guess, to sell their land first if you decide to go with that suggested proposal?
We always do that. Uh-huh. I know there's been a lot of talk about eminent domain, but that is absolutely the last thing you do. And normally about 99% of the time you can work out the solutions to the problem just going to the landowners and sitting down and talking like reasonable people. And so if we acquire that block, we will have a parking deck, a concert hall, and an amphitheater all in the same blocks, which will be...
Well, and then there's the use of the Reynolds Stadium.
That's
Razorback Stadium, 70,000 yes. seats there. Yes. I mean, what does that mean? And are there details worked out?
That's probably that was a great partnership between the city and the University of Arkansas. And Chancellor Gerhardt was very gracious to offer that, but the large concerts could be held at Bud Walton Arena and the stadium as well. So we have all that working together. So this first proposal with the 2,200 seats is what I like, and then over in the next block, you've got your parking deck and your concert hall. I think the interesting thing, we've got a great partnership with the university on the concert hall because they need to build a new concert hall anyway, so why not partner up and just put it right there where the present site is. So that's my preference to the proposals. And I think we'll do well there.
What sort of reaction have you had from people in the city? Because I think there are a lot of people in Fayetteville that are obviously hoping that the expansion is located here. Have you heard much reaction now that the proposal has been public for about a week?
All that I've heard has been very positive. The people are very pleased with that they thought it was they looked, got on the website, looked at all the proposals, thought that we had the best proposal. We also offer a revenue stream to the Walton Arts Center down there too, $300,000 a year that comes from the paid parking revenue, and then we're going to build the deck from the revenue from the parking. Actually, there's two decks in here, but there's one now and then one in the future. We could have 1,200 seats in there. The people have been extremely positive with the proposal.
The package that you're offering has about $33.4 million worth of money involved, funding, and I think that includes $5 to $6 million from an A&P bond potentially.
Yes.
And what I'm wondering is, you say that people seem very supportive of it. You think there's the will there then to allow a bond to be passed?
I think the people have always been very supportive of the Walton Arts Center. Mm-hmm. I think that first to get to $6 million, I've got to go to the A&P commission and they've got to approve it. Then I've got to take it to the city council and then they have to refer it to the people. And I really believe the people will be supportive of the Walton Arts Center. It brings in around $4 million for the region and economic revenue. So I think they'll be very supportive.
Have you looked at any of the other proposals?
I have.
And do you have an opinion on any of them?
Other than I think that we have the best one.
Okay, fair enough.
There are a couple of other things I want to ask you about. Huffington Post named Fayetteville as one of the seven unlikeliest green cities. And I guess the first thing I thought is, I don't know why Fayetteville is considered an unlikely green city, but what's your reaction to that?
Well, I saw that list, and out of the seven, we were number two. And I never considered us an unlikely green city. I've always considered us a green city, but I think that we're coming into national prominence as being an extremely green city, not only in just the region but in the nation. And we're getting awards for I picked up one Southern Award, which is the top 13 cities in the South.
Fayetteville Forward played a big part in that particular
Fayetteville
award,
Forward,
didn't it?
And that's what we got the award for.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was, and so that was quite an accomplishment when you're number 13 of all the cities in the South to get that Innovators Award for the Southern Award. So I was extremely excited about that.
Finally, parking.
Oh, right, the Block Avenue improvements. I just wanted to kind of get your opinion on that. My understanding is that the Street Committee has asked planning to look at what happened initially with the back-end parking. Uh-huh. And going forward, and I understand the sidewalk is being pulled up right now in certain parts of Block Avenue, in front of Hugo's and areas like that. What's that going to look like? Are we going to have more back-end parking as we creep up Block Avenue towards the square?
Well, that's going to be a decision of the Street Committee. They'll make the final call on that. We started this process probably, it's being built according to our downtown master plan that we passed a few years ago. And they spent about 6 months designing it, and they had about four public meetings and three meetings with the Street Committee. Street Committee made a decision that we started the back-end parking. Now, the back-end parking, I know everybody gets a little bit sideways about the back end parking, but it is a very safe way to park. I know a lot of folks, they might not agree with that, but if you'll You'll line up with those lines and just park in that parking space. It's easier than parallel parking. And it wasn't all designed to be back-end parking. There was a, the next section was supposed to be pulled in, then the last section back in again. Street committee is going to decide whether they're going to go ahead and allow the back-end and the last section to go ahead and turn it around for the pull-in parking. But as it was explained to me, it was a much safer way to park, actually, because when you back in, you can unload and load your packages from the rear or where the sidewalk is. And number two, when your family gets out, your children or whatever, they open up the doors and they immediately go to the sidewalk instead of stepping out in that street where the one-way traffic is going through. And then when you pull out, you look back to your left and you can see the traffic coming. You're not backing out blind into the traffic. And I know there's been a lot of stuff, you know, it was the staff, street committee, but at the end of the day, the staff doesn't bring forward anything that I don't approve.
Well, and you you know, you mentioned with the Walton Arch proposal, near universal praise. Can you describe what's been the public reaction that you personally have had regarding Block Avenue improvements?
Personal reaction? Well, it's been relatively mixed because okay. we've had it up at the farmers market and that area where we are, and I've been explaining the Block Street parking for the last two Saturdays to folks. In fact, I came from there down to here and just explained it. Just got through explaining to someone that after I explained everything, they said, "Well, it does seem to be a little safer." I think that the big question is do we do away with the parallel parking on the east? See, it would be the east side of the street. And create more room. But the thing that we were trying to do is that we wanted to create a pedestrian-friendly place, walkway, and we wanted to slow the traffic down. Some of the major complaints I got about Block Street was speeding on Block Street. Mm-hmm. Well, when you put the islands in and you narrow the lanes, then it slows the traffic down. And immediately the workers that was working down there said that when they first got there, traffic was going 35, 40 miles an hour up through there. But as the islands went out there, they slowed down to about 10 to 20 miles an hour, which is exactly what they're supposed to do. If you take out the parallel parking, then you create an 18-foot lane, which you're back to people just zipping around those islands and speeding again. So we've got to slow the traffic down and make it more pedestrian-friendly. And that's been the whole purpose. The safety has been the big issue for me.